Jim Story.
Good morning. How are you, stranger?
Oh, good. Working a little.
Ah, just a little, huh?
Yeah, already hitting it.
Are you gonna get the
Oh.
cold spell that's coming?
Huh?
Are you going to get the cold spell that's gonna be coming your way?
It's supposed to be up in the 80s in the next 3 or 4 days.
Shit. Oh, we got bitter cold warnings. Like tonight, sir, or well, tomorrow, where it's going to be at, like close to negative 24.
-24 wind
Yeah.
chill.
Let me
No
see.
snow or nothing, ice.
No snow or ice. Bitter cold wind chills between 24 and, or I'm sorry, between 15 and 24 below. Yeah. Not fun.
Everything will be shining up in New York area.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah. No, it's just a little bit of breeze here today, but it's supposed to get up about 80.
Oh my gosh, you're probably gonna want to be golfing.
I thought about it, but I got other things I need to be working on.
Got it.
Need to get them out of here and get some money rolling.
Yeah.
And too, Valentine's Day is like what?
Eight
What is
days.
today, the 6th?
Yeah, 8 more days, Valentine's Day.
So 7 days. Is it on a Saturday?
Yeah, next Saturday.
Oh, and next Friday's Friday the 13th.
Oh, so what are you getting me for Valentine's Day? What can I expect?
What do you want? What could you use? Maybe some phone sex or something.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, y'all.
Yeah.
These, I wonder if those are still around, you know, with technology and everything.
I don't know. But
Do
it's
not.
kind of dead this morning. I come in a little early to get things out and get started.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And yesterday, last night, I went over and seen my sister and brother.
How are they?
Got home. Okay, got home about 9. And watched the second half of the Texas girls, Louisiana girls basketball game. And, I don't know what I did. Tried to watch the news, and that's the last thing I remember. Went out like a light. Yeah, gold's rising a little this morning.
Oh God, so
You know.
crazy. Yeah, there's, I mean, there's a lot of refiners who, like, they're not taking silver, and with the gold that they hold it for 10 days, and then on the 10th day is what they give it to you at. So you can no longer. There's like, I don't know if it's any refiners down there, but a lot of stores around the country have told me that the refiners are holding it for 10 days, and then on the 10th day is when they price it.
If it goes down, they
Right.
hope.
Yep.
If it
So
goes up.
you can't lock it in. So let's say it's at 55, you can't lock it in at today. It's they hold it for 10 days.
Well, I guess they got maybe caught in a day or two there where it jumped up a couple $100. By the time they got it and everything and paid the people, it went up before they get rid of it. Yeah.
Right.
Something on that order. Man, that is dead around here this morning. I don't even see no women walking around. Too
None.
early. No. It's Friday. School has a teacher's work day, so there's no school today. They got
No.
something going all the time in that deal. Well, you sold any diamonds this morning already?
Some people have. I haven't had anything yet, so I've only talked to a couple people.
Okay. Well, maybe things will start happening this next week for Valentine's.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, like jewelry, and I already had somebody call me requesting for a 2 to 2.5 natural heart shape, so.
Oh. You had one?
I'm, like, the two that I have are out, so I have to, I'm getting one.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, that's going to take a guy a while to mount it.
Yeah, I guess he needs it by the 20th.
Oh, well, it's after Valentine's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's been kind of quiet down here this week, off and on. And some days I had a lot of people coming in and picking up, leaving, talking, you know. I got to go check the dog today at noon.
Oh, your wife
my
is
golf,
out
I
of
would
town?
Play golf, but my golf cart's down. So I have to bring my clubs home, and I don't like doing that. I like leaving them on my cart at the golf shed out there, and it's just, if you want to play, go out and get in it and put your shoes on that you leave in it and take off.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing your clubs home, you have to take them back out there, go rent a cart, pain in the butt. They don't charge me for a cart, but I need to make a call today on a new battery installation in my cart. They're shot. That's about $800. Nothing's cheap anymore.
No, nothing's cheap.
You could buy me a new gas card or something from Valentine.
Yeah, okay.
They're only about $10,000 to $14,000.
Oh, my God, those are expensive.
Yeah, I'm not spending that much at my age. Hell, I may not play another 3 or 4 years, you know. A lot of people buy those things in big cities just to ride around in the neighborhood on with great.
Yeah, that's big in it's big in Florida, and I'm sure, like, what is that one really ritzy area that's around you that's by the lake?
Horseshoe Bay.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, they have to be street legal, you know, with lights, brake lights, turn indicators.
Oh, really? Okay, so those are more money then.
Hell, out in, I went to Phoenix one time. And, it's this big deal out there where old people buy houses and, you know, and they all live there, and usually they belong to the golf club, and they ride their carts up and down everywhere, you know. I forget what you call that. It's a retirement, senior retirement centers. There was golf carts out there everywhere running around.
Mm-hmm.
We got one over here at Georgetown, and I can't think of the name of them. It's a man's name, and he kind of got them started.
Okay.
And retired people all like to buy a house there, and that way they can do things together and party and golf and, you know, senior lifestyle.
Must be nice, most, you know.
54, 55 and over.
There you go. You can find you a young woman down there.
Maybe. You can find one about 68 or something. Still had her teeth. Or partial. Something.
That's true. Very true. So.
Yeah. Well, you better go to work. I got to get some stuff done.
All right. You and me both.
Be
all
good,
right.
Shorty.
You too. I'll talk to you. Bye.